say with me, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Buddham Saranam Gacchami, Dhammam Saranam Gacchami, Sangham Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami, Tatiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. I go for refuge to the Supreme Buddha. I go for refuge to the Supreme Dhamma. I go for refuge to the Supreme Sangha. For the second time, I go for refuge to the Supreme Buddha. For the second time, I go for refuge to the Supreme Dhamma. For the second time, I go for refuge to the Supreme Sangha. For the third time, I go for refuge to the Supreme Buddha. For the third time,
I go for refuge
to the Supreme Dhamma. For the third time, I go for refuge to the Supreme Sangha. Sadhu, Sadhu. To observe the five precepts, say after me. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking, intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation,
in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation,
sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.
Yes. Thank you.
Today we are going to talk about, study about right speech and right action. Okay. Then in last week I said about right intention. It's very important because right view and right intention connect with wise or wisdom. So we can say, or we can say to right view and right intention, like according to Buddha's teaching, aggregate of wisdom, prajna is kanda. Therefore, it's very very important because everything depends on right view and right intention. But very beginning this Eightfold Path, we can practice with right speech, right action, and right livelihood. Therefore, you know about there are many kinds of precepts, 5 precepts, 8 precepts, something like that. Therefore, we can say aggregate of virtues. It's like a beginning point of Eightfold Path, something like our practices. Why? Because very easy to understand our speech, our action, our livelihood than our mind. Okay? Now, there is a little discourse said by Buddha, Viruddha Sutta, discourses of negligent. This discourses from Sanyutta Nikaya, connected discourses of the Buddha, the delivered monks. Those who have neglected the noble Eightfold Path have neglected the noble path leading to the complete destruction of suffering. Those who have undertaken the noble Eightfold Path have undertaken the noble path leading to the complete destruction of suffering. Therefore, if someone has misunderstood about Eightfold Path, actually he has missed, or he has missed, or something like destruction of suffering. And if someone understands this Eightfold Path, how about it? He came to a path, what complete destruction of suffering. Then Buddha said, what is the Eightfold Path? Right view, right intention, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. Now, today I'm going to say about right speech. Buddha delivered, when he delivering Mahachattarisaka Sutta, discourses of grade 40, this discourse from Majjhima Nikaya, middle length discourses of the Buddha, the delivered monks, right view come first. And how does right view come first? One understands wrong speech as wrong speech and right speech as right speech. This is one's right view. Okay, if someone has right view, he know about right speech and wrong speech. Okay, therefore right speech depend on right view. If someone has right view, he know about right speech and wrong speech. Then Buddha delivered, and what monks is wrong speech? What's the wrong speech? They delivered false speech, malicious speech, harsh speech, and gossip. This is wrong speech. This is wrong speech. It has four things, four elements, or four kinds of speech. Actually, we know about our speech. It's easy to recognize our speech. Then Buddha delivered, and what monks is right speech? And what monks is right speech? Abstaining from false speech, abstaining from malicious speech, abstains from harsh speech, abstains from gossip, like useless word. This is right speech. Then first one, very beginning this one, he said about wrong speech. Wrong speech, it has four things: false speech, malicious speech, harsh speech, gossip. Then what is the right speech? Abstains from false speech, malicious speech, harsh speech, and gossip. So you know about when we observe kinds of precepts, it has some rules or condition, something like precepts, okay? We practice good speech, good words. How you know about today, you observe five precepts: abstaining from telling lies. It's kinds of precepts, it's kinds of right speech. Then the delivered about those things, how one makes an effort to abandon wrong speech and to enter upon right speech. This is one's right effort. Okay. Then mindfully one abandons wrong speech, mindfully one enters upon and abides in right speech. This is one's right mindfulness. Thus, these three stairs run and circle around right speech, that is right view, right effort, and right mindfulness. Okay. So, it's very clear. Because when Buddha delivered his teaching, any time he delivered very clearly. Right view, someone has right view, we know about right speech, and wrong speech. Okay. When we develop our right speech, we have to give up wrong speech. Okay? So when we develop those things, our right effort, what happened to our right effort? Will develop, and our right mindfulness will develop. So when we practice, or when we develop right speech, when we develop right speech, our right view will develop. Right effort, right mindfulness, those things will develop, and wrong speech will reduce or vanish. Okay? So therefore, according to this one, you can recognize something about right speech. If you want to develop right speech,
if you want to practice, write a speech continuously. Okay? We want right view and we should keep right effort and we should develop or we can use right mindfulness. Okay? Therefore, right mindfulness means it is not dependent on only meditation. Meditation, it means some people, they think meditation is like they will meditate with cross leg and keep without moving his body, something like that. But you should remember, we can develop right mindfulness with our speech.
According to Chunda Sutra, we can study about wrong speech according to Chunda Sutra. Chunda is the name of a person. Okay? It's a name. Kind of person. Buddha delivered about those kinds of right speech.
We can divide
it. The same. Hear someone speak falsehood like lies. Okay? If he is summoned like invite, okay? If he is summoned to a council, to an assembly, to his relatives, presence to his or court, and question as witness, how? So good man, tell what you know. Then not knowing, he say, I know. Okay? So this is the definition of falsehood or telling lies, something like, okay? No, then not knowing, he says, I know. Or knowing, he says, I don't know. Not seeing, he says, I see. Or seeing, he says, I do not see. Thus he consciously he speaks falsehood for his own ends or for another ends or for some trifling worldly end. Actually, he say bad words with bad wishes. He has bad wishes like cheating. Then I should say, so when we say something, okay, when he says something as false speech or lies, okay, now when he says something, so now I'm going to say about how about false or lies. When he say it, so that word, it should be false. First condition is it should be false. There are few conditions. When he complete this condition, that words became a false or lies. Okay? Then first one, it should be false or lies. And second one, second person, he should recognize. Okay? Then he should recognize, so he should understand this word. What is the next one? Then, normally, it will not happen. It will not happen. Okay? We can say, like yesterday, sky fell down. Therefore, it will not happen. Everybody know. It will not happen. So, therefore, it will not false speech or lies. Then, even he say false, when he, then, next time, he should plan it. Because when we say something suddenly, we will say some
wrongly. Because without wishes, without thought, something like that. Okay? It's not a false or lies. Because he hasn't bad wishes. When he talking, rapidly, so he will say some wrong thing.
Without thinking.
Actually, it has a thought, but actually it means suddenly he will say. Suddenly means when he say something rapidly, it's like a mistake. It is not false or lies. But he know, he recognize, oh, he said something like that. But he has some wishes without thoughts. Then, if someone has, when he is saying some words, so it will false, and when he recognize this, that things, and it will happen. And he has a plan. So when he complete those conditions, it became lies or wrong speech or false. So it's also kinds of definition. Right. Then, second one, malicious. He speaks divisively, how having heard something here, he repeats it for break companion or friendship, something like that. Okay. Thus he is one who divides those who are united. A creator of divisions, one who enjoys factions, rejoices in factions, delights in factions, is speak of words that create faction. He has bad wishes. With bad wishes, he will use some words. Okay, for break the friendship, something like that. He will break some unity, friendship, something. It's about second one. Third one, he speak harshly. He utters such words as are rough, hard, hurtful to others, offensive to others, bordering on anger, unconducive to concentration. Then if someone hear that words, when he hear that words, his concentration or peaceful mind will destroy. So it is the harsh one. Actually, that was not help to concentration. Fourth one, he indulges in idle chatter. He speaks at an improper time, speaks falsely, speaks what is unbeneficial, speaks contrary to the Dhamma and the discipline. At an improper time, he speaks such words as are worthless, unreasonable, rambling, and unbeneficial. So it has four kinds of words for wrong speech. Then what is the right speech? Here someone having abandoned false speech, abstain from false speech. If he is summoned to a council, to an assembly, to his relatives' presence, to his guide, or to the court and question as witness, how so good man, tell what you know. Then not knowing, he says, I do not know. Or knowing, he says, I know. Not seeing, he says, I do not see. Or seeing, he says, I see. Thus, he does not consciously speak falsehood for his own end. Actually, he say truthful words, something like that.
So
right speech.
Then second one about abstaining divisive speech. He abstains from divisive speech. Having heard something here, he does not repeat for divide others, something like that. Okay. Then, actually, he has a wish. I should join those people who divided person, divided friend, divided unity, something like that. He has a wish. I should join, or I should make friends, something like that. So, with that wishes, he will say some words. We can't say this is the word. He will say some words. So those words we can say to those one. Right speech, we'll say right speech. Abstaining from
malicious.
He will say some word for unit, for join some person. Third one, having abandoned harsh speech, he abstains from harsh speech. He speak such words as are gently pleasing to the ear and lovable as go to the heart, are courteous, desired by many and agreeable to many. He will say some lovable words, kind word, kind, with loving kindness. He will say, actually he has a compassionate mind. Fourth one, having abandoned idle chatter, he abstains from idle chatter. He speaks at a proper time, speaks truth, speaks what is beneficial, speaks on the Dhamma and the discipline. At a proper time, he speaks such words as are worth recording, reasonable, beneficial. Yeah, it is the right speech. Now, sometimes you will think we haven't words for talk. Therefore, I include a discourses. This discourses from Anguttara Nikaya, Subhasita Vacha. So it means good speech. Subhasita Vacha means good speech. Good speech or good words, something like that. Actually, when we use our word, we can use some words with five qualities. So Buddha said about it, how monks possessing five factors, speech is well spoken, not badly spoken. So it is blameless and beyond reproach by the wise. So when we use this word, those words are not badly and blameless word, and wise person will not neglect. So what are the qualities? It is spoken at the proper time. When we talk something, when we tell something, it should be proper time. And what is said is true. It should be truth or true or truthful. And it is spoken gently. We can say with gently. So it should not be harsh. Gently. What is said is beneficial, and it is spoken with a mind of loving kindness. So it has five things. So what is the first one? Proper time. Second one about it should be truth. third one, it should be gentle. And next one, it should be beneficial. And with loving kindness, with a mind of loving kindness, we can use word with five qualities. Those words will not harsh speech or idle chatter or gossip, something like. Okay, therefore it's like a strategic. It's like a strategy. So when we're doing some day-to-day activities, so when we talk with some kinds of person, we can think about these five qualities. So you know about wrong speech, it has four qualities. So we can think only these five. Without this one, if we use some word with five qualities, it's a correct word, correct speech. Because sometimes some people, they think they are words. Okay? Oh, what I am saying, is it false? Is it malicious? Is it idle chatter? Or is it gossip? Something like that. But when we say something with those five qualities, it completely correct word. Because the same word. Now, do you have any question about right speech or wrong speech? Patrick?
No, I think I understand everything you were explaining.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any questions, no.
Yeah. Then, especially you should remember this process. And you should remember this one, we can use this discourse of Subhashita Vacha. We can use like a strategy.
Because one thing, the harsh words, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is not to speak harsh words.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to do.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Because especially if somebody else is speaking harsh words to you, the natural tendency is to give them back the harsh words they are speaking to you.
Yeah.
So it's hard to do.
Yeah, it's difficult to develop. But you should remember, especially, don't say lies or false. Because when we use that words, our precepts will break. Okay? Then there is another kinds of speech. So those three kinds of speech, when we it's very help to develop our right view and right develop our eightfold path. Especially don't tell lies or false. But you should practice the next speech, kinds of speech. Especially if we can develop loving kindness as a meditation. Okay? Those speech eventually sometimes you have to spend long time. Doesn't matter. You should protect first one and you can develop loving kindness. When we develop loving kindness, your other wrong speech will destroy. Okay? So because every kinds of words depend on intention. The last week I say about intention. Then I will say about again next week loving kindness. Therefore, if we can practice loving kindness, it's very helpful to our eightfold path. In my suggestion, then I say like before, my suggestion, if someone practices this Eightfold Path or Buddha's meditation, he should practice loving kindness. Okay? So it may be little one, maybe 5 minutes. It's enough. But if someone some people they practice breathing meditation as a main meditation. Okay? Main meditation. He should practice loving kindness. He should also practice loving kindness at least 5 minutes. Then if someone, so if you like, you can practice loving kindness as a main meditation. Because this Eightfold Path depends on wholesome. So therefore, many kinds of person, they like to develop concentration. Okay? Therefore, they select breathing meditation. It's very easy to practice. Something like he think, okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, it is easy to practice breathing. Therefore, I can practice breathing. And some person, some kinds of person, they are very lazy. They think, I should practice breathing. Because when I practice this one, no words for think. Okay? So when we practice that meditation, when we practice breathing meditation, we should recognize our natural breathing process. You see now? Therefore, we think, when I practice loving kindness, I have to think, may I be from anger, ill will, something like that. There are many kinds of words. Actually, we should remember this Eightfold Path for what? For eradicate unwholesome, for develop wholesome. Therefore, breathing meditation is my smallest one. When I started meditation, I thought about it. So because Buddha said concentration, it is not the main theme of Buddha's dispensation. Buddha said wise is the main, wisdom is the main. Then Buddha said, if you want to be a stream enter, do you know stream enter? Yeah, if you want to be a stream enter, so you should have good wise or wisdom. And so stream enters, he should have some concentration. It may be a little one. Maybe a little one. But he should have good wise. Sometimes stream enter, he haven't first jhana, at least first jhana. But he has some concentration. But stream enter, he has good wise, good wisdom. Therefore, very rare, if someone develop his wisdom, it's very rare. Because we know about not only Buddhist disciple, we know about some kinds of yoga meditation, we have heard some kinds of any kinds of meditation, they practice concentration, they will feel some concentration, but it is not beneficial, to not benefit. They will feel some peaceful feeling, so I will not neglect them. But if we want to understand or realize for noble truth, we should develop right intention and right concentration. Therefore, don't disgust about those kinds of speech, but you should protect your precepts. Time to time, you can practice those kinds of speech. Okay. Then, right action. Kumbha Sutra. Kumbha means pot, you know. Then Buddha saying, monks, just as a pot that has been turned upside down gives up its water and does not take it back. Okay? So a monk who develops and cultivates the noble Eightfold Path gives up evil, unwholesome states and does not take them back. So, what happened to him? His unwholesome will destroy when he develops Eightfold Path. our unwholesome will destroy. And how does a monk do so? Here monks, a monk dual of right view, right intention, right speech, finally right concentration. Now we can study about bodily action or right action. This part also from Mahachattarisaka Sutta, Buddha delivered monks. Right view come first. It's very same to the previous lesson. And how does right view come first? One understand wrong action as wrong action and right action as right action. This is one's right view. So if someone has right view, he know about right action and wrong action. Then now you know about, so nowadays people, they talk about right view. Actually, it's very different to this right view. Different with this right view. Because according to Buddha's definition, this right view is very deep one. It's a very deep one. Okay. It's different to nowadays. Then if someone know about right view, someone has right view, he know about right action and wrong action. Okay. Then if someone, so we can say about some person, he don't know about right action. Okay. It means he hasn't right view. Then Buddha delivered, and what monks is wrong action? Killing living beings, taking what is not given, and sexual misconduct. This is the wrong action. It has three actions. And what monks is right action? Abstains from killing living beings, abstains from taking what is not given, abstains from sexual misconduct. This is the right action. Now you know about right view, right action, and wrong action. Then Buddha delivered, one monk's an effort to abandon wrong action and to enter upon right action. This is one's right effort. Mindfully one abandons wrong action. Mindfully one enters upon and dwells in right action. This is one's right mindfulness. Thus, these three status run and circle around right action, that is right view, right effort, and right mindfulness. Okay? So it's very same to our right speech. Someone has right view, he know about right action and wrong action. Then when he develop his right action, what happened to him? His right effort will develop. When he develop his right action, his right effort will develop, his right mindfulness will develop, and his right view will develop. If someone has right view, he know about right action and wrong action, then his wrong action will destroy. Then Buddha divided for three parts this right action. It has three elements. So those things, therefore you should remember, right mindfulness and right effort. It's depend on right view. Okay, right mindfulness and right effort. Then again, according to Chunda Sutra or Chunda discourses of Chunda, they say, actually this is like a definition of right action. Here someone, so what is the first one? Killing living beings, Buddha said, How about it? Here someone destroys life. He is murderous, bloody-handed, given to blows and violence, merciless to living beings. Okay. Then I should say something about killing living beings. Like that. Okay. So when we perfect killing living beings, so how it happened killing living beings? How? So when he killed this animal, okay, before killing this animal, first one, he should be alive.
Yeah,
he should be alive. He should be alive. And second one, actually, according to Buddha's teaching, he said, he should be do some effort with strategic. Some strategic means actual strategic is the correct word. He should use strategy. Because when he use some strategic, he will use some person. Sometimes he will not kill. He will use some person. When he use this person to kill this animal, it is also killing living beings. Okay? Then, according to this strategic, this animal should die. Okay? It should be died. It should die. Yeah. So therefore, then he should have a thoughts. Thoughts or yeah, it's good. Thoughts. What I should kill. Okay. I should kill animal or person, something like that. Okay. So sometimes we have a wishes, I kill this animal, but he has died. At the moment, he will not complete killing living beings. Then sometimes he use strategic for kill this animal, but that strategic will frustration. Okay? At the moment, this animal, he will not complete killing living beings. Then strategic, alive, and okay, then he will say this person or kill this animal. Okay? You should kill this animal or this person. But he will not kill this animal. Okay? Sometimes he will say, oh, I killed animal. But actually, at that time, that killing living beings or killing beings, will that bad things will not complete. Bad action will not complete. Therefore, when we walking somewhere, or when we driving our vehicle, some kinds of animal will die. At the moment, we haven't any strategy. We haven't any thoughts. We haven't any wishes. I have heard some people, they say, oh, it is we can't stop, or we can't protect first precepts, killing living beings. Because when we walking, there are many some kinds of bugs, and they will die. Therefore, killing living beings, then precepts, it is useless. Something you say, but it's completely wrong.
Right.
Then, next one. What is the next one? Next one, taking what is not given. He takes what is not given. He steals the wealth and property of others in the village or forest. Okay? So, it is the stealing. Second action. Third action is sexual misconduct. So, what is the definition? He engages in sexual misconduct. He has sexual relations with women who are protected by their mother, father, mother and father, brother, sister or relatives, who are protected by their dhamma. Okay? Who are protected by their dhamma, who have husband. Those violations entail a penalty, or even with one already engaged. Actually, so you know about this meaning. I should say something about who are protected by their dhamma. It means you know about some kinds of women. Okay, they protect. They have observed abstaining from sexual misconduct. So therefore, at the moment, we can't do or we can't get some engage, something like we can't do some sexual things with that woman. And you know about nuns, okay? They have precepts. They have precept like abstaining from sexual misconduct and abstaining from insalibeke. Insalibeke or insalibese?
Insalibese.
So therefore, they protect by dhamma. So therefore, beings or any kinds of person, they can't do some sexual things with them, because they haven't mother, father, and any kinds of relatives. But they protected by them. Then other things you can understand. Then what is the abstaining from killing living beings? How about it? Here, someone having abandoned the destruction of life, abstains from the destruction of life, what the rod and weapon laid aside. Okay? Conscientious and kindly, he dwells compassionate towards all living beings. Then second one, what is the abstaining from taking what is not given? How about it? Having abandoned the taking of what is not given, he abstains from taking what is not given. He does not steal the wealth and property of others in the village or in the forest. Okay. Then third one, abstaining from sexual misconduct. How about it? Having abandoned sexual misconduct, he abstains from sexual misconduct. He does not have sexual relations with women who are protected by their mother, father, mother and father, brother, sister or relatives who are protected by their dhamma, who have husband whose violation entails a penalty, or even with one already engaged. Like that. Okay. Then I should say no. So do you have some doubt or something, some question about wrong action or right action?
Question, Bhante, about killing beings.
Yeah.
What about killing someone if they're trying to kill you or kill somebody in your somebody you know, like protecting your own self or protecting your family.
Mm-hmm. Killing beings.
Yeah, killing.
Yeah.
Killing for the protection of your own self or your family. Is it?
Protection of your family.
Yeah. So let's say somebody, a robber or something like that, comes. And then you have to shoot him.
So as a punish?
No, as a protection of your own family.
Oh, then we won't protect our family.
Yeah, to protect yourself.
Yeah, we won't protect our family. Therefore, we will kill another person.
Yeah.
Or like robber.
Yeah.
Actually, we can't do it.
No.
We can't do it.
So even in that case, we should let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Even in that case, we should not kill them.
Yeah.
We should say...
Yeah. We should not kill. I can say some unbelievers place or something like.
Mm.
So we have a person or family members.
Mm.
Something like he has very bad inflection, something like some kinds of illness or sickness, very bad one. Okay, he suffer a lot. He will say, please kill me. Because I can't, how can I say, what's the word?
Bear the pain.
Yeah, very dangerous pain. But don't try to kill that person.
Even if they say.
Why? Actually, he suffer from some kinds of karma. He have to experience this karma. Therefore, don't try to kill him. Eventually, he will die. We can do only one thing. How? Don't think about your pain. Now you can observe precepts. How you can say, now you can observe, abstain from killing human beings, abstain from some those kinds of precepts. Then you can observe triple gems, refuge triple gems. You can go triple gems. You can think about Buddha, you can think about Dhamma, you can think about Sangha. You can offer your life to triple gem. Okay? Then, after that, now you should think about your good qualities. Okay? What are good qualities? Now he has some kinds of precepts. Now you can think. So, I will not kill. Beings, I will not kill. I will never kill. Since now, something like that, he can think about all kinds of precepts. Then he can say, now you can make a happy mind. Now you have observed good things. You can think about those things. We can do only those things. Then eventually he will die. But if he has that precepts and according to refuge, he will rebirth in good place. Okay? Especially when he think about his affliction, his sickness, his illness, he will confuse and he will suffer a lot again and again. Okay? Therefore, we should make good things for think. We should give good things for think. Don't think you are pain. Okay? So we know about. So ending with life is pain. He will. Okay? Then, sometimes, ending with his come, he will recover.
So sometimes, so we will think, oh, now he's very bad. We can't recover it. I kill. Something like that. But, however, ending with 5 months, or 6 months, or 1 year, he will recover. Eventually, he will recover little by little. Okay? Therefore, we don't know about karma. Therefore, don't do it. Then I can say about, then I have seen in my real life, I watch a film, something like it names Beach. I remember actually at the time I was 18 years. Okay, so there is a little incident. It has a little group, friends. Those people are very famous. Finally, they went a kind of this little island. So there was a barbaric person, like terrorist or extremist, like something like that. Okay. Finally, that barbaric person, they follow. They wanted to kill this group. They followed them and they attacked them, okay? However, finally, one of them was injured, very bad injured. So one of them, he was bad injured. So they can't bring or carry this person. So he said, friends, kill me. Why? What is the reason? Those kinds of barbaric person, they will kill me. They will punish me. They will cut my legs piece to piece. Is it correct word? They will cut my hand piece to piece. They will do some bad things.
Torture.
Yeah. They will give bad punishment to me. Therefore, kill me. So finally, one of them, he killed his friend. So actually, so it is not correct. Why? Actually, so we should remember, when we think about something, when we plan about something, we have a sign, everything impermanent. No, everything permanent, sorry. Okay, when we plan and when we think something, we have a wish. No, we have a sign. We have a perception. We have a... Actually, perception it should be. But everything permanent. But sometimes those barbaric person, they will not kill him. Okay, they will do some punish, but they will not kill him. Sometimes they will recover this person. Why? We can get some information about those kinds of group. Therefore, we should recover this person. Okay? So, these friends, they thought those kinds of barbaric person, and he also thought those kinds of barbaric person will kill I. What's the reason? They have a sign or perception, so that thoughts, it is permanent. They couldn't think it will change. Okay? So therefore, we should think wisely. And if we can protect these things, so if they protect those kinds of precepts, okay, it's enough. They will not kill their friend. It's enough. They don't know about impermanent or permanent. They don't know about karma. They don't know about everything. But if they have a right view, we should not kill beings. They will not kill. Okay. Now,
It's time to finish our program. Now I'm going to bless for you, saying Pali verses. Sabbe tyo vivajjanto sabbe rogo vinasato mate bhavatvantrayo sukidikayuko bhava bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkantu sabba devata sabba buddhanu bhavena sabba dhammanu bhavena sabba sanghanu bhavena sada sutti bhavantu te sesatu sattu sattu. Namo Buddhaya.